You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
We were giggling during the break because of all the funny things in that Aaron Boone video. The fact that he was purposefully going out of his way to be submitted, humbled. Okay, you said not another word. I will not say another word. The camera's on him. He's not going to say another word. But also, he does the move of checking his nails. Silently checking his nails. Look, I'm not saying anything. I cannot be incriminated. And so when he gets accused, he's like, wait a minute. I was showing you, I submitted. I was looking at my nails. There was nothing wrong with my nails. And so it was all, yes, that's funny.
Why can't we go back to the instant replay on this? We use instant replay in so many instances in baseball.
Good point.
We have a clear.
Go back to the nails. We could have used it right there. But I need to go back for a second because you guys didn't see what was happening during the break, which was, it was majestic. All I could say is it was majestic. Greg Cody, I'm going to do a reenactment here. Greg Cody is speaking into his phone a text that he is sending urgently, okay? So he's talking to his phone like this to turn the voice into script. And this is what he said. We need me maximum t-shirts, period, exclamation point. In merch store, put a rush on it, period.
That is correct.
If you asked me to guess what Greg said, I would have guessed that.
Me maximum. It was like hearing a military strike. He rose up, because you guys heard how sedentary he was in the first hour. He couldn't wake up. He didn't say things for 30 minutes, but all of a sudden, dollar signs are in his head. Me maximum shirts. What do you mean? I could put them in a merch store? He sprung to life all of a sudden, and I need to go back and ask you about the night you slept in the bathtub, because that's an uncomfortable night.
Yeah.
To sleep in a bathtub, no matter how many blankets you put in there.
Right. Well, that's related to Me Maximum TV. The TV was not shut off, and so I repaired into the bathroom with pillow and blankets and everything. And actually, when you have the right kind of bedding, the tub is not that bad, you know, because I'm not a 6'5" guy like Ron McGill. For me, the bathtub is a perfect little cocoon-like place.
Plus, you sleep crisscross applesauce. Right.
That's true. That's true, too.
That's weird.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he sleeps on his back with his legs crossed.
Yeah.
All the
good
time.
For blood flow.
Yes.
Yeah. So then I'm like 5 feet tall.
Like a yogi? Yes. Like a guru of some sort?
With wide open
hands. Has to have been a wider tub than I would imagine. Not your standard tub.
What? No, because when you're sleeping like that, your knees aren't much wider than your hips. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
He also rests his hands folded on his stomach like he was in a coffin.
That's correct.
Yeah. Good practice.
He's getting ready.
Every night, Greg?
You want to look natural when your time comes.
So you sleep as if embalmed? You're like, just getting everyone prepared. One night you're going to come here and this is how it'll look at the end.
Yeah, I'm going to have my legs crossed in the coffin. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a misshapen coffin that's a regular coffin size at the head and then expands.
Wider,
for my knees.
Yeah. Right. Probably expensive.
It'd be very. I've already
there's
priced
a, there's
already
obese coffins.
Are there?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't put an obese person in a normal sized coffin.
The price of caskets is ridiculous.
How does it compare to the price of statues? Where do we land on that
one? Oh, it's comparable.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It ain't free. I'll tell you.
Well,
that.
How about this?
What Billy talks to my dad like I talk to a 6-year-old.
What if your coffin was your statue?
Whoa.
Two birds, one stone. You know what I mean?
That's a good idea.
You mean an upright statue of a coffin?
No, but yeah. you're inside the statue.
You're inside of it, yeah.
Right.
It's almost like a pharaoh of sorts, right?
Wow. You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I could mummify myself.
Dying ain't free! Exclamation point. Put it in the merch store. Put a rush on it! Exclamation point.
It's free to the dyer, but it's not free to the family of the dyer.
That's
you know what
Greg
I mean?
Is Which saying, is really yeah.
And Greg, as we discussed before, he's, you know, a caring man. He doesn't want to put other people in a bad spot financially after he goes.
That's exactly right.
Greg, I have the answer for you. Yeah. Instead of the casket, instead of the statue, we do it old school, tie you up in a nice bed sheet, put you under an old oak tree. And here lies Greg Cody.
What?
Living underneath this oak tree.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I like it.
I'm in a bed sheet?
What are you
doing? Yeah, in a bed sheet, but again, you're going to be underground.
Why do you like it?
What are we doing?
Your dad's laying us.
Living under an oak tree. It's
okay.
Incredible.
What are we doing?
I'm not sure about that one.
I love a good nap right. under a tree.
Tony, go. Look, Tony, two minutes.
We want to save the planet around here, right?
Tony, two minutes. I'm asking. Get out of here.
Just say whatever pops into your head on this show.
Go sit in a mausoleum over there in the penalty box.
Dying should be free, right?
It should be free.
It should. Should be.
It should be free for everybody.
Put it on the poll.
Dying ain't free. It sounds. Is that yours or did you borrow it? Is it borrowed from some sort of rock classic?
Dying ain't free. I've never heard it said.
It's sure poetry.
Thank you. Whatever happened to the plywood casket?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do we need an $8,000 casket? You don't know the difference.
No.
You're dead. You know, getting a plywood casket. You know, it'll dissolve before long.
Put it on the poll, please.
The ground will eat it.
Put it on the poll, please. Excuse me, Greg.
What's that?
Whatever happened to the plywood casket at Levitard Show?
Why are you writing down? Yeah,
well, because it's
yes
funny.
Or no?
Because it's a funny, yes, it's a funny sentence. It's apropos of nothing. I was trying to head somewhere else. You've been aggressively sort of, you've been grabbing at things.
We're in his wheelhouse, Dan. Yeah. Death.
We've moved away from wood in general as a society, haven't we? The wooden outhouse is gone as well.
Uh-huh. You're right. Yeah. Everything is polyurethane now.
Yeah. Don't get me started on carbon fiber.
Hard rubber,
cement.
Plastic.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
What would you guys prefer? Because the show has gotten away from us today. Oh, there are two things I want to get to because the hockey stuff is fantastic. It really is. And also, Greg Cody is dying to do his mock draft because I don't know who the audience is for these mock drafts. I don't understand it. It will elude me for the rest of my life. But he's been doing it forever. And sometimes he gets 5 exactos and it always beats Mel Kiper. And it's 5 of 32. And it doesn't seem impressive to me. But they all do it. And you guys eat it all up. And Greg spends a lot of time on this. So which do you prefer? The wonder and majesty of the NHL playoffs, the best of snorted sports at the highest realm, or Greg Cody's mock draft?
Is back in my day an option? Because it is a Tuesday.
No, but what happens is during the Heat Panthers playoff run.
Right, at draft week. Right.
Yeah,
draft week,
there's like a bylaw that says, you know, because of that, I don't. Oh, Tony's got it going on. Are your legs crossed, Tony?
Greg, please don't watch the show while you're doing it.
Okay.
Greg,
there you go.
Please, Greg.
That's good.
Greg, that's not even on the screen, Greg.
Okay, sorry.
Now it is.
It's a nice tree, though.
It's in the corner, yeah.
Greg, they're putting it for my perusal to. Right.
See, he's got his hands crossed like a dead man. I clasp my fingers.
Fingers locked, Tony. Yeah.
You're not
there
dead yet.
Right on the upper sternum. There you go.
Yeah, and obviously the legs are flat when you cross your legs.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay.
Greg, go ahead and do me a favor. Show him how it's done. Go in there now.
But that takes mock draft. No,
and do your mock draft from there.
No, do it from there. Yes. Do it from there.
I would have to lay down to cross my legs properly. You can't do it.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this.
Maybe we move Tony and my dad goes sideways.
I want to do the segment where we get Greg Cody in what will be his final repose because he's saying this is how I want to be. This is how I want to be buried. This is how he's announced it. Right? You're not fooling around. You're announcing to the audience, look, when it's over, just know the coffin is going to be plywood and it's going to have some room in the hips because I sleep crisscross applesauce.
Yes.
Correct. I'm upset with myself. I forgot that bylaw.
Yeah, it came up last season as well.
It's a bylaw.
Am I to understand, Greg, that you, for the first time ever, are going to reveal one of your mock draft picks on the show
I've
today?
I've never done that. This is the 33rd annual Greg Cody mock draft in the Miami Herald. I have never before preempted myself by revealing an ironclad pick that you can bank.
It can't be one of the top picks, right?
You can bank it.
It's going to be Caleb.
You got to say it out of the corner of your mouth. That kind of ruins it. Yes, Stugatz, thank you for doing that.
That would be funny.
Well, of course, that's what
Caleb
it's going
Williams,
to be.
Number one.
That's it. Yes.
I mean, it's a pick that not everyone would agree with.
Mm-hmm. All right, forgive me, though. I do need to interrupt everything we're doing, though, because we have not gotten to this yet, and it has been gurgling under the surface for a year now, Stugatz. The Jokic brothers are a problem again. There's a fight in the stands. The Jokic brothers, it's been quiet for a year. It was lovely. We weren't talking about the brothers being very dangerous human beings who are not to be trifled with in the stands. And now there is video of them in a fight. They are professional fighters.
Hey,
right?
Our guy took it.
Yeah,
our guy took it.
He ate that shot.
Really, yeah, he just moves on. Maybe these guys are overrated tough.
Better than Haney.
This is their home arena.
And he's operating from a high point. He's punching down.
Wait a minute, though. That guy was tiny, and he didn't want any of that. Why'd that guy get hit like that? Those Jokic brothers are a menace. Somebody's got to rein them in.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He ate that shot.
Yeah. Somebody's got to rein those Jokic brothers in.
If you want to get punched in the face by a Jokic brother, why don't you download the Game Time app and create an account and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. You can see what your seat looks like right there on the app. And some seats actually have a Jokic brother fist actually popping into the screen. Terms apply, last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. That's right. If you find another price out there that is lower, Game Time will match it and more. All the fees are up front, so there's no surprises at the end. I'm using Game Time for multiple playoff hockey tickets. It is clutch. DAN is that promo code to get $20 off your first purchase, the Game Time app.
Listen to me, NBA. You've got a Jokic brothers problem. They're goons. They're goons, NBA. You've kept them under wraps for a year.
You want those guys to go away?
They're dangerous. No, I want more of them everywhere. I'm just warning everybody. Be careful.
The goons
are loose. They don't care about what your societal rules are. However it is you think is the way to behave in an arena is a way that will be adjusted by them saying that you will do it this way.
Me maximum. Yes. Jokic brothers.
Yes, they are me maximum Jokic brothers. Yes, and they are not to be trifled with, and they will run. They will run through your crowd and your family section, and I fear for you all. They're goons.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Keeping things bottled up can feel like carrying a weight that gets heavier with time. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend, journaling, or seeking professional help, finding ways to let out your thoughts and feelings can bring relief and help you navigate challenges more effectively. Remember, it's okay to reach out for help when you need it. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DLB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DLB.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don Le Batard.
Quiet man.
Yes.
You know, I'm a married man. I don't cheat on my wife, despite that gratuitous line in back in
that
my
you
day.
Wrote. Stugatz.
I wish you were here, my wife. I really miss her. No, I don't. That's the thing about being married. You know, you're not allowed to say, I don't miss my wife. I've been gone 2 days. I haven't been gone long enough to miss my wife. I'm sorry. I call her.
You
I'm on the phone with her for 30 seconds. You know,
that
what am I? Hello. All right. All right. We'll see you. All right. And then, you know, I'm going to see her in 2 days. How's Jumping Charlie? Good.
This is the Dan Le Batar Show with the Stugats.
For as much as I dislike Stugatz, all things about the draft, I have been slightly confused by all of the need for quarterback and need for value at the position. You have to get one of these guys cheap and early. Mm-hmm. The J.J. McCarthy thing where you go a whole season hiding that guy and now you're telling me he's one of the best. And I'm like, how are you doing that? So you're telling me Jim Harbaugh is getting a 15-0 tattoo because he took a high first-round pick and hid him all season?
I think with the people who do draft analysis and mock drafts, Mel, Todd, Greg Cody, those people, I think what they would tell you is they're not certain J.J. is that good, but enough teams need a quarterback in the first round that he's going to go in the first round.
But need value is what you're telling me, because what I correct me if I'm wrong, please. Because I didn't watch college football like that. I just saw a lot of quarterbacks that were better than this dude and a lot of quarterbacks who were trusted more by their coaches than this dude was. And now Jim Harbaugh says, no, he should go to the top. And I'm like, in what world are you telling me that Michigan won the title last year because of a first-round quarterback? They did not.
McCarthy's odds for going second overall keep lowering. So he's improving his stock by taking on these team meetings and with these workouts that he's having, in which he's displaying that he can make every throw. But I'm also left wondering aloud, if he can make all the throws, why was Michigan's strategy such?
We just saw this. This just happened with Zach Wilson. He made one throw at the BYU Pro Day, and everybody's like, oh my God, this guy is the guy. And then he went second overall, and now he's on his second team, and he looks like a flame out.
I don't know how you rank him ahead of Drake May and Jaden Daniels, and I know that I'm setting myself up to be freezing cold take, but I watch college football all year long, and seeing what those quarterbacks were able to do this season and holding up J.J. McCarthy and how his offense used him, I'm kind of perplexed by this. And if Jim Harbaugh likes J.J. McCarthy so much because he is effusive in his praise, like, go ahead and trade Justin Herbert then and get a hole, because you got a lot of holes on that roster. Be about it.
But for the most part with quarterbacks, don't you feel like we're guessing? Like, we're guessing. No one thought Brock Purdy was going to be this.
This is what I would...
I feel like I'm guessing. If all these evaluators are telling me that J.J. McCarthy can make every throw, then I very clearly don't know what I'm watching on Saturdays, because it felt like, to me, just like it did with Dan, that they were kind of hiding him.
There's four consensus first-round quarterbacks, and McCarthy's the fourth. And then there's a big drop-off to Penix and Bo Nix.
Man, Penix is better.
They said Penix is climbing right now.
No, Penix is better. Penix is better than those other guys.
Yeah, well, he was better in college, but we don't know how it's going to translate to the NFL.
He's got the injury concerns.
Yeah.
He's got the injury concerns, mm-hmm. which is probably what's being held against him there.
The thing that I was wondering about when it came to the quarterback, Stugatz, is I was pretty sure after watching more ACC football than I would have liked to this year that we went into the season with everyone saying it's Caleb Williams and Drake May 1-2, and now after seeing them play, Drake May looked great to me. I know at the end of the season they were less than effective, but Drake May looked to me like a professional quarterback. Nothing changed my mind watching that, except that when I watch Penix, I'm like, that dude's better than that dude.
Yeah, I thought Drake May was probably the second best quarterback from a next level evaluation deal, but I'm not a talent evaluator. I did talk to someone in the pros that did the deep dive on Jaden Daniels, and he told me that he was totally blown away by what this quarterback can do, and he doesn't know how anyone doesn't take him after Caleb Williams.
Todd McShay told us on God Bless Football that Jaden Daniels, before the season started, was like a second, third, maybe even fourth round pick. He played his way up to the number two or three pick in the NFL draft. Like, he was that good.
Didn't he average 10 yards a play last season? Like, that's against everybody?
He was incredible.
Yeah, he was. And then you would tune into to big games hoping that he would make a similar impact. I don't know. Like, from being in person, Drake May had one of the best quarterback games I had ever seen against the University of Miami in our program's history. Defense did what they wanted to do entering that game, and it didn't matter because Drake May chewed him up.
On the Michael Penix injury front, he wrote something in the Players Tribune talking about all the injuries, talking about how there's other great players that have gone through injury and had a great career. Last sentence of his profile here, the truth is an EKG will tell you everything you need to know about me.
Oh, there it is.
Goosebumps.
There it is.
Wow. Goosebumps.
Goosies. Number two pick.
Get him.
Goosies. Greg Cody, where are we with your mock draft? Who is that for? I really do want – please educate me because I lose to the group, right? If I want to talk if I want to talk about playoff hockey
– right.
You guys are going to say no.
The draft is Thursday, Dan. I mean, come on.
Let's talk mock draft. Yeah. Greg Cody.
The draft is the biggest thing in America.
The draft is Thursday.
Mike's upset.
I don't. You got a lot of hockey. You got a lot of runway for hockey.
Do we?
Yeah.
We short haven't runway talked for the about
draft.
Hockey.
We haven't talked about the draft at all.
It's on Thursday. It's just, I don't know. Hockey's position like soccer is on this show. And it's weird. And we actually talk.
I tried to talk soccer this morning and I
more
got
soccer
scoffed at.
Good point, Billy.
Hockey. There's a superstar that has gone missing. And also William Nylander can't make the lineup for the Leafs. Mitch Marner's avoiding contact. That seems bad for hockey. Maple Leafs fans are up in arms, yet they're tied 1-1. We've got a game two down here in Hockey Town for an original seven franchise, and we're not talking about it.
It's a weird series, Toronto and Boston. Like, both those teams, who do you think comes out of that series? Because Boston has been good all year, but there's just something off about them.
Well, yeah, what's off about them is that they switch goalies every game.
What kind of analysis is
that? Good analysis. There's something off.
I've been locked in on the Bruins, Dan. He's right. He's super right.
They started out hot, and now there's just something off of them. They have two great goalies, but it's just they have Marchman, and they don't have Bertuzzi anymore. They have Marchman. Who's the other guy they have, Mike?
Marchand?
Marchand.
Yeah.
Marchman's on Dallas.
They got the Pasta Man, Pastrnak. You're right.
I'm telling you, there's something off with Boston.
There is. What they're doing is they're alternating goalies.
What kind of analysis is that?
I mean, they lost two straight, headed into the playoffs. They haven't been the same team since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just mock, Dan. What do you want to add to it?
Let's stay right here.
Mock draft?
They are married to a strategy over in Boston where they switch the goalies no matter what.
Weird.
Jim Montgomery didn't do this. Despite doing it throughout the regular season last year, he changed up his ways, and he lost in the first round to the Florida Panthers. Yeah, so he said, no matter what, I'm sticking with this. Even if the goalie does have a good game, we're flip-flopping him for the very next game. And I don't think the playoffs are the time for that.
No. This is the rare, if you have two. They actually do have two goalies.
They have two great goalies.
Yeah, but you don't have one.
I mean. No, but this is the rare one where they just have two.
Yeah.
You got to go with the hot mitt.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it time to start questioning Jim Montgomery?
It is. Here's what you do. You play one goalie until he loses. He loses. You play the other goalie. You play him until he loses. It doesn't seem that hard.
Playoff hockey.
I fix you, Boston. Mm-hmm. Where is William Nylander?
That's what I want to know.
What is happening?
Who is William Nylander?
Who is the audience for your mock draft, Greg Cody?
NFL fans, are you kidding me? It's the most anticipated single thing in the Miami Herald every year, the mock draft.
Wow.
Is that true?
Yeah. And people are
it's wrong. For red-blooded Americans, Dano.
That's right, Dan. That's exactly right. No, I'm looking forward to doing it. I think I may do a live mock draft analysis Thursday night.
Excellent.
Where are you going to do that?
From my home.
Nice. Oh. Yeah. On God Bless Football, you mean?
I don't think he means like audio. Like you're gonna just like be blogging.
Yeah, wow. I'm gonna do a pick
old
by
school.
Pick a grade of my mock draft.
You know, if you were to do this in real time, Greg, there would be you doing it. Just
we're doing a watch along. You're welcome to
join
us.
You can hang out here with us.
Like.
Yeah.
You should
Greg,
do
when
that.
When a team makes a pick, I could throw it to you for analysis.
They're doing a watch along. You should participate by televising whatever nonsense.
Home.
I think Mike Ryan should televise his group chat on the NHL. I think that should go be scrolling right down our screen right now is what should be happening.
Just put my phone up on the screen.
Yes.
It's not a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
Group chats are a bad idea.
Group chats are a very bad idea.
There's always the one.
Yeah, you remember what Neil Brennan said in his most recent special about friends and texting?
I do, but for those who don't.
Well, if you know you have a good friend, if your texts ever become publicly exposed, you get fired.
Well, harsh.
Greg, how many exactos for you last year?
Five.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a record? What's the record?
That's about the norm. In the past 7 years, I've had 40 total.
You're not counting, though.
It's about five a year. Okay? You know, you got some bad years, some good years. All of it's asinine, though.
Like, average 5.8.
Do you realize how bad a success rate that is to get five exact?
That's actually good.
No, that's really good.
Mel says the same thing. Yes. Mel says you want to get 25 of the 30, 32 picks and five exactos.
Yep.
Thank you.
I understand. That's why Greg Cody always kicks Mel Kiper's ass on this. Like, that's the reason he counts is... The only thing that matters, if I told Greg Cody, man, this would be a good list, Greg. If I asked you, like, the things you want from this business before you go.
Right.
the concession from Mel Kiper that you're better at picking exactos than Mel Kiper over a 10-year run, you'd put it highest place on your resume.
Yeah, that it would rank up there.
But you use Mel's picks to research.
No. I scan several mock drafts.
It's an aggregate, right, Greg? It's an aggregate of all the other ones.
Uses Mel's.
Fantasy Pros.
Mel uses him.
FantasyPros.com tracks mock results every year. Last year they ranked 172. I had 133 composite points by whatever their methodology is, and Kuiper had 134. So he actually beat
big
me
year.
By one.
Wow. So this is a big year, though.
However,
right?
the mock drafts that I personally beat included Peter King, Mike Florio, Chris Sims, Todd McShay, Armando Salguero, several others.
Several others.
Of known.
Who'd you throw in there? Armando? Something?
Yeah,
what happened? What did you throw?
I had no business being there. It's a local thing.
What was the list again? Give me the list again.
Peter King.
Peter King, Mike Florio, Chris Sims, Todd McShay, Armando Salguero.
Just to name a few.
Yeah, just random.
You took them all out?
Random names. Yeah, my mock draft was rated higher by Fantasy Pros.
What about Orlando Alzagari?
I don't think he was rated. Does he do a mock draft?
The Big O.
Does he do a mock draft?
I don't know.
He's just asking.
Sorry.
He's already on to next year. I mean.
Yeah. You know, some people do mock drafts like 3 years in advance, which is ridiculous. Yeah.
And that's
Can
what's
you imagine
ridiculous.
That? It's bad.
That's what's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Kuiper's
yeah.
first mock for next year comes out day three.
I don't understand.
It does. It's amazing.
I don't think there's any place in sports where I have a larger disconnect than here. I don't. I'm like, wait, so you guys care whether Greg gets four exactos? Yes, we do.
There's a trend in mock drafts that is very unsettling, and I'm trying my hardest to hold up a shield against it, and here's what's happened. In mock drafts now, everybody does many, many mock drafts. Mm-hmm. 5.0, 6.0. Kuiper does a half a dozen mock drafts.
Cop-outs. Mm-hmm.
Greg Cody does one mock draft.
That's right.
That's how you do it.
What about that, Kuiper?
Stands the test of time.
You're lazy.
What about that, Kuiper?
How about that?
One. How about it?
Did we get maximum
you? All of this
mock
is
draft.
The perfect uh-huh. setup for you to give
mean
us your
maximum.
Pick.
Did you give us the pick?
Give us the pick.
Okay. All right. This is this is going to be one of my exactos.
14.
This is one of them for sure?
13.
Okay.
Guaranteed exacto.
This is for sure an exacto.
With the number 7 pick, the Tennessee Titans draft.
This is a new and unimproved Dan Le Batard show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Dan Le Batard.
You don't remember the idea for
I was
a home
probably
run
like,
call?
That kind of thing. Something.
Okay, no. The home run call was, that kind of swing, that kind of thing.
Stugats.
Oh. It's a good call.
Thank you. And plus, it doesn't matter who's hitting it. Like, you're not tailoring it to a particular
correct.
Name. You know, all that jazz. You know, mm-hmm. you don't got to do that. You just right.
Oh, that would be a great
call.
Up,
that
up, and away.
Swing, that kind of thing.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
Hey, our network out.
Well, see, now you gotta read my mock draft to find out who I meant.
Great tease by you.
Thank you.
I have no idea who it is now. No, I'm very upset.
There you go.
The Joel. Mock. Oh,
I was stunned by his pick that got drowned.
The
stunned.
Mock draft will be in Thursday print and online Wednesday morning, unless I can pedal fast and get it done by later today.
Pedal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
gotta speed it up.
Yeah,
pedal fast.
People need it.
Right. Yeah, I got a pedal. I'm busier than
Greg. Are you a trade? Are you a trade man in your mock draft? Do you predict trades?
No, I do not. That's another,
I like that.
That's
I like
another
that.
Trend I don't like.
No.
It's this guy's trading here. This guy's trading.
Yeah,
how do you guys
it's
know?
So
it's not
ridiculous.
He's not a fortune teller.
No, I mean it's common knowledge. There's going to be a handful of trades, probably starting with Arizona at number 4.
So you are projecting.
Here he goes.
No, what I do is
sound like you just said it.
I'm going to pick Arizona number 4.
Yeah.
But in my one paragraph capsule, I'm going to mention this is likely to be where all the trades
you're
going to
hedge.
Begin.
There was some buzz yesterday about the number 3 pick potentially being traded.
It could happen, New England.
Patriots are taking phone calls.
Yeah, it's without Belichick there. It's more of a wild card
trade for Justin Herbert
because Kraft supposedly is getting.
You know,
really
if Herbert gets traded, what you really got to do is you really got to see what the Chargers are going to do at number 3. Because if the charge or not 3 at number 5,
well,
because if they don't take McCarthy, then you know. he's not worth it. No, but if they don't.
But if the quarterback's
then
already
you know
gone.
It's all bluster.
If they need a quarterback and don't take JJ, then you know he's not
good. He plummets.
Right, yeah.
Out of the first round, I would say.
If the Chargers draft a quarterback, they're going to be the laughingstock of the entire
draft.
Not
if they trade Herbert beforehand.
Right.
Well, that's true, but I haven't heard any rumors about Herbert being traded.
Oh, I don't know. Check on Minnesota. What's okay. happening over all there? Right. Okay. I don't know. Just all asking.
Right. Okay.
Wow, that is not exactly getting in strong with your reporting.
I'm not reporting.
I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
Whispers, Dan.
It's whisper season.
But the Duke has to be a little more aggressive than that.
He's still working on the story.
Okay, wait.
Just collecting information.
Developing story.
No, but I want, look, Billy, the next move for you as the Duke, the national and international top insider, is to have perhaps a little draft info that others don't have because you're so well connected. I'm fishing.
Dan, we've got an entire show to fill on Thursday.
Right. It's early.
Can't give you all the goods now. I'm plotting out what Thursday's looking like. It's looking like damn near 4 hours.
Well, this is going to be amazing.
It's a long draft.
Four?
Billy.
Yeah, this I mean, if we're going to from start of 8 p.m. until the 21st pick, I was doing 10 minutes at a time. It looks like the Dolphins are going to be picking around 11:40. Then we're going to have to wrap up the show. So it's going to be a long night on
Dolphins
Thursday.
Dolphins may trade down. They may not even pick in the first
round.
Oh, they better pick in the first round. If we're advertising this first pick until Dolphins, they better pick in the first round. I'm not staying here until 12:30 at night for the Dolphins to do nothing.
Very good chance they don't pick in the first round.
They better.
Okay, wait a minute. So now what do I need to root for here? Greg Cody is now predicting that the Dolphins may be leaving the first round Billy does a draft spectacular that's going to be hours long.
My hope is they trade up to 7 and we're out of here by 10.
That'd be great.
Billy wants to be.
Why 7?
9:05. We're out of here. See you guys.
Billy wants to trade up for Caleb Williams, 5 minutes, fart it out, run out the door. Giving it a maximum effort.
Perfect world.
Yes, you don't want to do a 4 and 6 hour broadcast. But since we're here, how about you advertise it slightly more enthusiastically than that?
Well, you know, we're going to be here hanging out. Maybe Greg will join us. Maybe he won't. I'll be here. Tony will be here. Juju will be here. Jess will be here. Stugatz will be in Detroit-ish, kind of joining us live. Lucy will be there up in Detroit. She'll be checking in if we're allowed to, still trying to figure out that situation.
Well, we haven't done anything like this. You're doing it. You're leading a draft day spectacular.
Yes. I am.
And how are you feeling about it?
Because I mean, it's still coming together. Lots of moving parts. Lots of things happening here.
So you're about to launch a space saucer into the sky. Billy's the Duke's imprint on draft night.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to be reacting to what's happening. Yeah, I don't want to oversell it.
Should be talking shop, Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're going to be doing.
We're going to
be
while
wearing kiss makeup.
Well, that's something that has been discussed. We were discussing maybe we start out. And one at a time, maybe we go out and we do the kiss makeup situation. So we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on there.
4 hours is a long time.
It is a long time.
The draft leaves these wide open spaces.
10-minute windows, that we got to fill. That's what we're trying to figure out. And fingers crossed, Stugatz's connectivity in Detroit works out because, truth be told, we're only doing this because Stugatz wanted to cover the draft, and then he's going to be in Detroit, so I got to kind of man the ship down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for doing that.
I'm trying to make your dreams come true.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it.
From Detroit-ish.
I was just there.
Sports are just so great.
Aren't they?
I love sports.
Yeah,
man.
It's a great time.
It's all happening, isn't it?
It is all happening.
It's just all happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you got everything. Football, you got NBA playoffs, you got hockey playoffs, you got baseball doing its thing. You even got important European fixtures in soccer. It's just
baseball doing its thing. You were a fan for a minute. Now it's baseball doing its thing.
I got baseball on the fourth TV. I mean, I'm a fan of the Seattle Mariners. We got the best whip in the league. You know, I'm up to like 7 players whose name I know.
It is a fun time, as evidenced by the fact that the Miami Heat have played 1 playoff game and Mike Ryan lost his mind in the first hour and everyone got to
eat. He was fairly reasonable, I think.
You kept needling me. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I understand that. They've been a great franchise and they've given me a lot to be
happy. But it's dynamite time over here.
Yeah.
Well, it was dynamite time before last year and you just kept telling me, well, they made a finals. I'm like, okay, but we still need to win a championship. We've got to compete.
I mean, you ask these guys to have vision and not react to what it is they see. They're showing vision. Correct. That's what they're doing.
And by the way, dynamite does not mean trade everybody.
No.
It means add a piece so that Jimmy Butler is not your best
player. Dynamite means blow it up. Now you cross the line. Now you cross the line.
That's a blow it up. That's asinine. Either say you blow it up. What are you doing? No, it's not.
Explosion. Okay.
Controlled explosion. Exactly right. Ball in the jack.
Just a couple of sticks.
Dynamite does not go willy nilly. Dynamite, you gotta, first of all, you have to know how to use dynamite.
Yeah.
Okay? When you blow up a building, you blow it up so that it falls straight down. You don't blow it up so it explodes every which way and kills innocent people because big chunks of brick
dynamite
are flying
time.
All over the
place. Dynamite time doesn't have nuance in it.
Surprisingly nuanced.
It's his dynamite time.
I bet you all your dynamite knowledge comes from Looney Tunes and Acme. That's not how dynamite actually works.
In the cartoon, Wile E. Coyote is blown up by dynamite.
The smithereens.
And then the next scene, he's perfectly fine again because the Acme dynamite is designed to be strategic.
To regenerate.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's the way dynamite is in real life.
Yeah.
And so when I say they need to dynamite the Heat, I don't mean blow up the whole thing.
No.
I mean make strategic additions to what they've got going
Precision
on.
Precision strikes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Those are not the same things.
I'm with Dan on this.
So dynamite time, it's either dynamite time or strategic things. It's not.
It makes no sense what
he's saying. Like, what are you doing?
I follow. He's right. And I agree. I think you see the lay of the land, and if the opportunity is there to upgrade the roster as it presently stands, you do that. But if you're going to whiff again, then you blow it up.
Yeah.
You can't go into next season with
that. That's time to nuke it, not dynamite.
And I will say this, and perhaps Mike would agree with me. I don't think anybody is safe, should be safe on this roster.
I 100% agree with you, and I've always been a fan of your takes.
If you have to trade Butler and Bam.
Oh, we're already there.
After one game.
No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. We've been here for 4 years.
For the love of God. For the love of God.
I don't want to have any more Bam on a bio discussions.
Mike has been saying it.
Come on.
After one game.
What, you think Jimmy's going to bounce back next year?
One game.
I have the Heat winning tonight.
What about
tomorrow night?
Do you really?
Why do we have to wait till Wednesday for game two?
Why are there so many conflicts? Why are there so many conflicts? There were conference finals games that were going heads up against one another down here in this market.
Jimmy's
going
to be healed by game four.
You have four televisions. What do you care? You're watching a Mariners game
There's still not enough time. I couldn't even watch Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Becky Lynch won the world heavyweight title.
Wow,
I couldn't even see it.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's just a women's world title. They don't say heavyweight because obviously.
We didn't even talk to you about your WrestleMania excursion in the middle of that. You decided to snort that before.
Yeah, we talked about that on a Friday. Right now, I'd really like to talk about how the Winnipeg Jets had the best defense in the league, still found a way to surrender 6 goals against the Colorado Avalanche, and still somehow won.
Wow.
What a series that is going to be. Do you think the Avalanche knock things up tonight? Either way, I'll be there watching.
How about Canada having 4 teams alive?
Incredible.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
How about all these Americans being the best players for the most part outside of Edmonton?
That's progress.
You have the captain, best player on Vancouver, American.
Yep.
Austin Matthews, Mexican-American.
Yep.
Incredible stuff happening.
That's why Arizona needs a team.
Mm-hmm. You remember.
I'm just
saying.
That
warms the cockles of my heart.
Yeah.
Huh. Evil cat. I hate Billy.
How so? It's fair to ask this
it's
time
just
of year.
You can hear
is this
it from
the
a
year
mile
that
this, away.
Is this the year that the streak ends where Canada brings home Lord Stanley?
78, right?
We haven't.
It's been a while.
We haven't properly articulated what's going on with the Maple Leafs. They haven't beaten the Bruins since the 1950s in the playoffs. They've gone 6 series losing to them in sometimes spectacular fashion.
Well, Jim Montgomery's doing his damnedest to make sure that streak ends.
It's just two big franchises, original 7 franchises, all the weight of the world on Toronto, and they have 2 superstars that have gone missing, one of them legitimately.
I thought it was the original 6, no?
No, Florida's. That's a common misconception.
Florida's the original
Florida's
7, yeah.
The 7th franchise.
Yeah. When it's annexed, yeah.
It's been since 1992, 93. The Canadians won the Cup.
Yeah, all that history. Boy, I'm telling you.
You do understand, though, when he says the history of Toronto and Boston hockey, from your grandparents. Do you realize that when we talk about the allegiances that Mike has as a Heat fan, do you understand what those people in Toronto and Boston feel about their hockey? Like how how they suffer this time of year because it's so random, reckless, electric, and in Toronto's case, they always lose.
Well, Dan, you're usually so good with words and establishing a narrative. Why don't you tell us?
I looked around the room here, around what it is that we were doing.
Yeah.
Watching Mike Ryan trying to talk hockey. And I'm going through my head and I'm saying, this Montgomery, he has flip-flopped his goalies. And I read this morning all the content that was birthed because they lost this time to Toronto after beating Toronto all the time, every time they played them this season. And so the coach comes under it with a fan base that goes back to last year and says, we were the best team in the history of the sport and we were gone in the first round so Mike Ryan's Panthers could enjoy the playoffs.
They have essentially a Bam Adebayo conundrum in that they have one player that frustrates them because he just goes missing in these moments, and that's Mitch Marner. There's damning video of him avoiding contact, trying to dump a puck around a guy and just skating out of the picture, and that's when the puck's in his own zone. And William Nylander, who played the final game, woke up, quote, tweak something, but his coach had criticized his effort prior to, and there's a whole conspiracy saying that the coach is just keeping Nylander out of the lineup. Meanwhile, Tyler Bertuzzi and Max Domi are out there on the first line with Austin Matthews. God, what a time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.